constipation, how to treat constipation, how to prevent constipation, along with nutrition, diet, and exercise for constipation, by Ace McLeod, narrated by Joshua Mackey. Introduction. I want to thank you and congratulate you for purchasing this audiobook, Constipation, How to Treat Constipation, How to Prevent Constipation, along with Nutrition, Diet, and Exercise for Constipation. This audiobook contains proven steps and strategies on how to deal with being constipated, as well as a general overview of the condition and how to prevent constipation from occurring in the first place. While generally not a life-threatening medical condition, constipation can cause large amounts of physical discomfort, along with feelings of embarrassment and uneasiness. Just know that if you suffer from constipation, you are not alone, and that this audiobook can serve as your all-inclusive reference on how to prevent and treat constipation through diet, lifestyle choices, natural remedies, and modern medicine. For more incredible audiobooks, ebooks, and peak performance products, be sure to check out our website at acesebooks.com. We have a large selection of some of the world's best audiobooks, ebooks, and products. If you're looking to make your life better, you need to check us out. Simply enter the first word of the topic or book into the search bar. You can also sign up on our mailing list to get our newest ebooks for free. Be sure to explore at acesebooks.com. Chapter 1. Overview of Constipation. The term constipation is used to refer to the digestive condition of individuals who are experiencing a significant decrease in defecation frequency, incomplete bowel evacuation during bowel movements, and/or difficulty or intense straining during bowel movements. It's diagnosed in those who have bowel movements fewer than 3 times per week and can be associated with extreme pain during defecation, as well as extremely hard stool. Constipation is a fairly common issue for millions and generally does not turn into a serious medical disorder. However, in certain cases, it can lead to other hazardous complications, such as hemorrhoids. Chronic constipation can lead to obstipation, which results in the complete failure to pass any stool or gas. Also a potential health risk, fecal impaction can lead to complete bowel obstructions for long periods of time, which can become a life-threatening condition if left untreated. While both men and women suffer from the condition, women seem to be slightly more at risk, especially due to hormonal changes during pregnancy. Also, older adults experience constipation more than middle-aged individuals. Chapter 2. Causes of Constipation. Given that constipation is a symptom and not a medical disease or disorder itself, the underlying cause of the constipation must be dealt with in order to alleviate the symptoms. Causes of constipation fall into 2 general categories: obstructed defecation and colonic slow transit constipation, also referred to as hypomobility. While mechanical and functional problems are at the root of obstructed defecation, colonic slow transit constipation is caused by more external factors. Foods. While an overall lack of fiber and extreme dehydration are usually the main dietary culprits of constipation, there are certain foods that are known to complicate bowel movements in certain individuals. Red meats like pork and beef, though extremely tasty, are difficult for the body to digest and can cause constipation. Sugary products like cakes, pastries, pies, and cookies are also extremely delicious. However, these items tend to be low in fiber, and overconsuming them can lead to constipation. Dairy products also tend to be low in fiber and high in saturated fats, and can not only put you at risk of constipation, but of heart diseases as well. Processed foods such as pizza, pasta, frozen dinners, and instant mashed potatoes tend to make constipation worse, as they are extremely low in fiber. Finally,
sample complete. Ready to continue?